The Will of God Concerning You. March 26, 1899. Through the Apostle John, God sends the message to his people in these last days. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the same of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Revelation 3, verse 15 to 18. As a people, we are in danger of being separated from the Son of Righteousness. We are to be sanctified to God through obedience to the truth. Our conscience must be purged from dead works to serve the living God. Sanctification means perfect love, perfect obedience, entire conformity to the will of God. If our lives are conformed to the life of Christ through the sanctification of mind, soul, and body, our example will have a powerful influence on the world. We are not perfect, but it is our privilege to cut away from the entanglements of self and sin and go on unto perfection. We all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. Christ in his prayer to the Father said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. John 17, verse 15 to 23. These are grand and uplifting truths. Great possibilities, high and holy attainments, are placed within the reach of all who have true faith. Shall we not anoint our eyes with eye salve, that we may discern the wondrous things here brought before us? Why do we not with persevering earnestness work out this prayer, advancing onward and upward, reaching the standard of holiness? We are laborers together with God, and we must work in harmony with one another and with God. For it is God which worketh in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. When I was a child, Paul said, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11. How many men there are who have grown to man's estate, but have not outgrown their childhood, who bring the defects of their child life into their religious experience. Brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 20. The Lord takes no pleasure in seeing us spiritually weak. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, and not of us. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6, 7. We have conflicts and trials to meet, but we need not fail or be discouraged. The Apostle says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, yet not in despair. Persecuted, but not destroyed. always bearing about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Verses 8 to 10. It is the supposed little sins that will exclude us from heaven. We cannot carry with us a part of our sinful selves, that sensitiveness which is always ready to be hurt and cry out. Our refusal to let self die and our life be hid with Christ in God will leave us in unbelief and transgression of the law. The gospel has not abolished from the law or detracted one little from its claims. It still demands holiness in every part. There is no such thing as making the law void through faith in Christ. The law is the echo of God's own voice, giving to every soul the invitation, "Come up higher. Be holy, holier still." If we would press forward to the mark of our high calling of God in Christ Jesus, we must show that we are emptied of all self and supplied with the golden oil, which through the two golden pipes is communicated by the two anointed ones who stand by the Lord of the whole earth. God is dealing with us through His grace and providence. From eternity, He has chosen us to be His obedient children. He gave His Son to die for us, that we might be sanctified through obedience to the truth, cleansed from all the littleness and cheapness of self. As a people, we are far behind. A personal work is needed, a personal surrender of self. We are to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and may glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 14, 16. God can only be honored when we who profess to believe in Him are conformed to His image. We are to represent to the world the beauty of holiness, and we shall never enter the gates of the city of God until we perfect a Christ-like character. If we, with trust in God, strive for sanctification, we shall receive it. Then, as witnesses for Christ, we are to make known what the grace of God has wrought in us. The greatest disquietude we can have is uncertainty. The acceptance of the blessings of God brings righteousness and peace. The fruit of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever. We must have simplicity and godlike sincerity. We must have that wisdom which cometh from above. Our Christian experience must be animated by piety and instinct with the divine life. You strike too low, my brethren. Set your mark high. Let your works be in harmony with the works of Jesus Christ. It is the privilege of all to grow up to the full stature of men and women in Christ Jesus. This is the will of God concerning you, even your sanctification. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3. Is it your will also? With intensity of desire, long after God, yea, pant after Him, as the hart panteth after the water brooks. Press to the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Why do not all who have named the name of Christ put on Christ? Why do they not awake from their indifference, arouse from the lukewarm state, their self-satisfied condition? God's people must have a fixed purpose. They will never be holy until they put all the energy of their being into the work of conforming to the will of God.